Hi, and a very good Thursday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, our first decent storm that we've had here in almost 2 years is going on as we speak, and we will continue to deal with some snow as we head on through the morning and into this afternoon. I'm going to do the best that I can. You know, being kind of a TV person, it's easier to show things on the air than it is to talk about them on the radio, but I'm going to be as descriptive as I can, and we'll get through the 7-day planner as well as we're rolling on into the weekend and the last few days of 2012. But as we talked about yesterday, the snow did make its way in here as we headed through the night last night, and snowed rather heavily overnight, and it is continuing to snow pretty heavily in spots across the area. Really, the Hudson River sort of serving as a dividing line with this particular storm with respect to where the real heavier snow is and the heavier snow totals, and then also where we've seen more of a mix of some sleet and some rain, and even a little bit of freezing rain across parts of the WAMC listening area. So I want to get through basically what we're going to continue to deal with through this morning and into the afternoon, and then, as I said, we'll get into the forecast for the weekend and beyond. Just a couple of snowfall reports for you, just in case you were curious to see who's gotten what thus far. Got a report of 7 inches in North Creek, 8 inches down in Windham, 10 inches in Rensselaerville there down in southwestern Albany County in the Helderbergs, 7.5 inches in Lake Pleasant, and also dealing with, again, a little bit of some blowing snow up into southern Vermont, Stamford, Vermont there. Got a report from a weather watcher with 7 or 8 inches of snow on the ground there and reduced visibility. That's the other issue for this morning, too, by the way, is you will have to deal with some slow travel. We've had reports of a couple of minor accidents, as you might expect, with the slick travel, the slick roads. And again, with the reduced visibility, with the wind, not quite up to blizzard criteria, but certainly if you can stay off the roads today, that would be most advisable, at least this morning, before things start to wind down a bit as we head on into this afternoon. So what we're seeing, essentially, is some milder air trying to nudge its way north as best as we can. It has been raining off and on as you headed down towards, say, Poughkeepsie and Newburgh. As you get a little farther to the north of that, specifically into the southern Berkshires, into south and eastern parts of Columbia County, that's about as far north as the rain has come. And then a little bit of mixed precipitation, that is some sleet mixing in to the Capital District overnight, and certain continues to do so as you head across the northern Berkshires and into the southern Green Mountains. But as our storm, which is, by the way, right now off of about Atlantic City, starts to make its way to the east and pulling away from our area, it'll take that milder, we'll call it a little finger of mild air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere at about 5,000 feet. It'll take that with it, so we'll see a transition back over to snow as that cold air gets a little bit deeper to the east of the Hudson River. So just because you're seeing sleet and rain, or maybe even nothing right now to the east of the Hudson, that does not mean that we're done yet, so that snow will begin to fill in as we head through the balance of this afternoon. So let's get into the rest of the forecast. Again, we'll continue to see some snow flying around the area. You can expect an additional 3 to 5 inches across the Catskills, Schoharie County, up into the Mohawk Valley, into the Adirondacks and North Country from there. 2 to 4 across the Greater Capital District, and a little bit less than that, again, because of some of the dry patches and some of the mixing that's gone on to the east of the Hudson River Valley. You can expect an additional 2 inches of snow or so there, as, again, the snow begins to fill in a little bit later on this morning. Once we get into this afternoon, we'll start to see things breaking up a little bit more. We'll pick up a breeze out of the northwest, and again, that will also impede visibility a bit, especially where the drier snow has fallen. It'll blow that snow around a bit, but the northwest breeze will kick in, and that will, in essence, start to be the beginning of the end for us of our storm. As it pulls away, it'll drag in some of that colder air. We'll see the snow ratcheting down to some scattered snow showers and flurries as we head through the latter part of this afternoon and into the early evening. For the night tonight, skies will actually clear out a little bit. With a fresh snowpack, it will be rather chilly. Lows will range from the mid-teens to the low 20s across the greater Capital District, into the single digits across the Adirondacks. And then getting into the day on your Friday, that is tomorrow, sunshine around in the morning, some sun anyway, and then getting into the afternoon, we'll see clouds thickening up again as a storm bypasses us to the southeast on Saturday. We'll get into a little light snow, Well, we'll just sort of be on the northern and northwestern fringes of the storm, but I think it'll still be enough to bring us another fresh coating of snow, an inch or two, all about do it as we head into the day on your Saturday, with more snow, by the way, as you head down into, say, New York City, along Long Island, and into eastern New England. They will have to deal with a bit more snow with this storm as they get closer to the center there geographically. Now, once we get beyond that on Sunday, it'll be breezy. As that storm pulls away, it'll drag some colder air in to round out 2012. A breezy end of the year, and a chilly one at that, too, with highs only in the 20s on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, by the way, on New Year's Day. Overnight lows getting down into the single digits and teens. Certainly some spots even below zero, I think, New Year's morning up across the Adirondacks. So that's it for now. We'll update your forecast again just after lunchtime here today and give you a better handle on the storm and some updated snow totals as well. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.